Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We're now starting in Bezos Hashem, the Gemara, on the Famed Beis, Amen Aleph. The Gemara comes to explain, that time we went to Nebraisa, that even Chaisama Shebekelim, one is only allowed to imatzer, one is only allowed to untie those chaisamas, avoy mafkia avoy chaisech. The Gemara explains that one is not allowed to mafkia, the chaisech, even chaisamas shebekelim, is based on that, and the Chemia says, ein keli nitzol ela v'tzirech tashmishan. And therefore one cannot take a sakin to cut or to mafkia chaisamas shebekelim. Now to understand the ikra alocha, that the Mechemia says in Kehu Nitzal Elo Tzerech Tashmishan, we find the basic Machloikes Rashi and Tesvis. Rashi by us, but the Ramas Chalmani and Mechemia Hui, and so too in Rashi and Shabbos of Famed Vavim and Aleph, and in Erev and Famed Heim and Aleph explain the Mechemia as follows. Rashi explains that the Mechemia says in Kehu Nitzal Elo Tzerech Tashmishan means a Kehu can only be Nitzal for the usage that this keli is miyuchad for. And therefore Rashi goes on to explain, as far as our Gemara is concerned, since a sakin is miyuchad, the tashmish ha-miyuchad of a sakin is to cut lechem basar va'ichun, therefore one can only be metaltal the sakin in order to cut lechem basar va'ichun, but not to cut anything else. Tesis in Shabbos Daf Hamad Vav, and so too in the Rashi by us, argue on Rashi. And Tosfos and the Rashba both asked the following kasha on Rashi. Had one understood, as Rashi explains, that the Nechemia says, Ein keli nitzol elo tzerech tashmishan, means the tashmish hamiyuchad of that specific keli, a sakin, the tashmish hamiyuchad of a sakin, is to cut. And therefore Tosfos and the Rashba both ask, that how can one differentiate and say that one can only be metaltal a sakin in order to cut lechem basar v'ichun, since the tashmish hamiyuchad of the sakin is to cut, one should be allowed to be metaltal a sakin to cut chaisama shebekelim as well. Because as Tosfos understands, the tashmish hamiyuchad of a sakin is cutting. And therefore it should be mutter for any total if the total is for the purpose of cutting. That is Tosfos and the Rashba's kasha on Rashi. Tosfos and the Rashba both go on to explain in the Chemia differently. Tosfos and the Rashba explain that in the Chemia says in Kehu Nitzal Elo Tzerech Tashmishan means the Tashmish Harogil of the specific Kehu. In other words, what's usually done with the Sakin, what the Sakin is usually used for. And therefore Tosfos says, since a Sakin, what a Sakin is usually used for, is not to cut Chesames, therefore one is not allowed to metaltal the Sakin to cut Chesames. Because again, with the Chemia, a keli can only be taken, it can only be metalto, if it's a metalto for what the keli is usually used for. Not like Rashi, that it is dependent upon the tashmish hamayuchar of that sakin, what the sakin is set aside to be used for. That is one chlikas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rashba. Now, to understand that, then the Chemia holds, ein keli nitzol elo tzerech tashmishan, Beinoik Rashi, or Beinoik Rashman Tesis, we find a major machloikes ha'achrenim. The Megini Yeshoima in Shabbos Taf HaMevav explains that the Mechami holds Ein Kehu Nitzal Elo Tzerech Tashmishan is based on that we say that as far as any other Tashmishan are concerned, one is Makta Das from using this Kehu for any other Tashmishan. And therefore for any other Tashmishan, this Kehu is considered Muktza. The keli is only not considered mukta for the tashmish of the keli. For any other tashmishim, since a person is makta das, I'm using this keli for any other tashmishim, the keli is considered mukta as far as other tashmishim are concerned. That is how the Megini Yeshoima explains in the Chemia Shita. And so too we find there Meotam and Sefer Yasha and Simon Beis. The Meotam explains that this halacha from the Chemia is based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda de Isai Mukta. According to Rabbi Yehuda de Mukta, one cannot say Rabbi Nechemia's halacha ben keli nitzol elo tzerech tashmishan. So again, one sees the Man Tam understands that Nechemia is based on Mukta, based on the fact that one is only planning on using the keli for the tashmish of the keli. In the Gron or Chaim Simon Shin Chesav Katan Yudal, we find the Goin is Chaywak. The Goin says that that and the Chami holds in Keuni Tol El Atzerech Tashmishim is not based on the Isser of Mukta. But rather, the Goin understands that that and the Chami holds in Keuni Tol El Atzerech Tashmishim is based on the Gemara and Shabbos Kuv Chav Kemo base. That the Gemara says at the time of Nehemiah, they were gozer on all kelim. That all kelim, even kelim shemalachim later, besides for specific exceptions, cannot be metaltal. Then Chachamim came, and Chachamim were matter kelim shemalachim later or kelim shemalachim later for certain purposes. But according to Nehemiah, that the Chachamim came were matter to metaltal kelim. They were only matter to metaltal kelim matzoyach, the tashmish of the keli. Whatever is not included in the tashmish of keli is still included in the Isser of Nehemiah. And therefore, as the Goyin goes on to say, that the one cannot be Matalto Kehim Shol Yitzarech Tashmishim has nothing to do with Muktzah. The Isser to Matalto Kehim Shol Yitzarech Tashmishim is based solely on the Gezerah of Nehemiah. That is how the Goyin explains the Shita of Nehemiah. In the Bekiveger and Shabbos Dafam Evav, we find the Bekiveger explains that this Shaila, if one understands a Nehemiah based on the Isser of Muktzah, or one understands a Nehemiah based on the Gzeirah of Nehemiah, that is the basis of the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis that we mentioned before. Again, Rashi Shita is that term Nehemiah sending Kehu Nital El Atzerech Tashmishim means Tashmish HaMeyuchar of the Kehli. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that the Nehemiah's halacha and Kehu Nital Atzerech Tashmishim is a tashmish harogel of the keli, what the keli is usually used for. So Rabbi Kveger explains machlekes between Rashi and Tesis is based on a fundamental understanding of Nehemiah. Rashi understands Nehemiah as the Goyin. The Nehemiah is based on the gzeira of Nehemiah that they were gzeira on all kelim, they were only matter kelim according to Nehemiah with Tzerech Tashmishai. Whatever is not with Tzerech Tashmishai is still included in the previous Isser. And therefore Rashi understands that they were matter kelim with Tzerech Tashmishan means a Tzerech Tashmish HaMiyuchar of the keli. Because only such a Tashmish is considered that one is taking the keli to use the keli for the purpose that the keli is set aside for. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that Nehemiah is based on the Isser of Muktzah. And therefore, Tesis says that the only thing that is Asr, according to Nehemiah, is a Tashmish She'ein Erogel. Because what is a person Mesiach Das from? What is a person not planning on doing with the Keli? A person's not planning on using the Keli for any Tashmish that's not usually done with the Keli. And therefore, since a person's not planning on using this Keli for any Tashmish that's not usually done with the Keli, as far as those Tashmishim, the Keli is considered Muktzah. Because as Tesis understands, the basis of Nehemiah is based on Muktzah. And therefore, any Tashmish Hein Erogel is included in the Isser of Nehemiah. If one looks carefully at Rashi, the Ramaschal Emei Sikin Oed B'Kelim, one sees as a Sefer Shari Muktzah and Simon Yotasa Yistalad is Medayik, that Rashi understands that Nehemiah is based on the Isser of Muktzah. As Rashi says, "Ei meisik loy bekelim." One cannot be masik not bekelim. The ei nitolan elo atzerech tashmishim. Like in Nehemiah, Rashi ends off the kol shekin b'shivrei kelim denoyadhu. In other words, if Nehemiah holds that one cannot be masik bekelim, for sure Nehemiah holds one cannot be masik b'shivrei kelim. If Rashi would understand the basis of Nehemiah has nothing to do with Muktzah, what is the Kol Shekein of Rashi? How can Rashi go and say, V'kol Shekein Meshiv Ekelim D'Noilad Hu? What does the Nehemiah's Halacha of Tzerech Tashmishim have to do with Noilad? So from Rashi, as the Shari Muktzah's Medayik, one sees that the Isser of Nehemiah is based on the Isser of Muktzah. And therefore, Nehemiah Aser is even Kelim, Shulim Tzerech Tashmishim. For sure, Noilad is Aser based on the Isser of Muktzah. L'chira, one could take this shaila a step further. As we find in the Gemara explains that Nehemiah holds in Kehunita al-Tzerech Tashmishim, if we apply in Nehemiah's halacha to Yontif as well to Shabbos, or we say Nehemiah's halacha is only applicable to Shabbos, the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi, Halibudim Nechemia. It is a machoikes tanoim, according to Nechemia, if Nechemia's halacha applies to Yantif as well or not. Well, one could say that the machoikes tanoim is based on this understanding, on how to understand the Nechemia's halacha. If one understands the Nechemia's halacha is based on the Isser of Muktza, one does not find a kula in Muktza by Anyantif over Muktza on Shabbos. If anything, Muktza on Yantif is more chomer than Muktza of Shabbos. If the Gemara says that there is a Tana that holds that Nechemia's halacha is only applicable to Shabbos and not to Yantif, v'chura that is based on that Tana holds, then Nechemia's halacha is not based on the Isser of Muktza. Nechemia's halacha is based on the Gzeiras Nechemia. And therefore on Yantif they were Meiko. On Yantif they were Meiko and said that even though generally speaking a keli can only be nitol tzerech tashmishan, but for Yantif we're Meiko. But the other Tana that holds in the Nechemia's halacha is applicable to Yantif, one could say that he understands that the Nechemia's halacha is based on Muktza. And in Muktza we do not find any kua of Yantif over Shabbos. Now let's start the next sugya. The Mishnah says in Peichsin es haner mipnei shehu oisa kli. Now to explain that the Mishnah says in Peichsin es haner mipnei shehu oisa kli, we find four mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains we're talking about a case that he's being neitel echa min habeitzim shal yitzer, and he's being teichiv egroifei l'secha, he's putting his fist into the beitzim shal yitzer in order to be chayke kener. In other words, he's actually making the ner with his fist. Tosfos asks two kashas in Rashi. Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, that he is actually making a ner with his fist. It's pasha that it's aser. As Tosfos says, that fuu ein oisa kli gomer mikomokum aser lahaschos hakli. Even if he's not making a full-fledged kli, it should still be aser. Because it is aser not only to be gomer akli, it is aser lahaschal kli as well. Taisa asks another kasha that according to Rashi we're talking about they took a beitzah shal yitzer. Taisa asks how can Gemara go and say in our Mishnah that neisha oisa keli means that it's considered a keli as far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned. Before the time it is baked in a tanner, it's a kli adama. A kli adama, not mekabel tumah. That is the second kasha Tais asks on Rashi, which Emirat Hashem will get back to later. Tais goes on to explain that Pshat on our Mishnah is different. Pshat on our Mishnah is in Peichsin Saner means that they used to put straw or something else in order to keep the mechitzas hakeli up at the time of baking. And after a partial baking, they took whatever was inside the keli in order to hold the mechitzas up, and then they finish the baking process of the kli. And therefore, he says the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though all he's doing in Peichsin Saner, all he's doing is taking out that straw or whatever it was to hold up mechitzas kli, still it is a aser neishu oisa kli. And as Tosfos says, this kli is considered a kli for Kabbalah's tumah because the baking process started already. That is how Tosfos explains the halacha of our Mishnah in Peichsin Saner. The Ran explains, similar to Tosfos, the Ran explains the derech of those that made kelim were that they made the kelim with a kisui. They made the kelim with a cover. And before they finished the baking process, they took off the cover. And that is what our Mishnah means by ein peichsin es haner, that one is not allowed to take the kisui, to take the cover off the kui, because taking the kisui off the kui is considered the asiyas hakui, is considered the making of the kui, and therefore it is aser. And again, that kli, as the Gemara explains, is mekabel tumah, according to Amar Damar, based on the fact that the baking process started already. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Ches, has a new pshat in how to explain our Mishnah. The Rambam says we are talking about a case that two neiros are attached, and they were attached mitchilas asiyasam. And when the Mishnah says in Peichs, and the Mishnah means one cannot separate those two neiros that were attached, based on the fact that by separating, he's being misaken kli. Now getting back to Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, that understands that Peichsin Sakli means that one cannot go and actually make a ner on Yantif. Tosfos asks, okay, it's Poshet. Pshita da Aser, da filu e naisa kli gomer mikomokam aser lahascha sakli. So to answer Rashi, I would like to say the following hakdama. As we know, we find a Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Chav Beis and Beis. The Gemara says the following chiddush: Amar Rava, Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim. That there is no such thing as Binyan or Ustira Bekelim. As far as how to understand the Gemara, we find a major machlekes harishenim. Rashi and Shabbos, that find Dalad on a base, and so too we find in Rashi before in our Masechta and Dafid Aleph on a base, understand in Binyan Ustira Bekelim literally. That even if one went and actually made a kli, he's still not over on the Isser of Baina. He still was not over on the Melacha of Baina. That one is chayiv if one made a kli, is based on the Melacha of Makeh Bepatish. That is how Rashi understands Rava's Halacha of Eminu Stira Bekelim. And so too we find in the Reim and Simon Reisha and Dalad. Tesis, on the other hand, on the find out on the base, and so too in the Rambam and Perikyon Melacha Shabbos Halacha Gimel argue. And they understand that if one went and actually made a kli, one is over on the Melacha of Baina. That, the Rava says, Ein Binyu Stira Bekelim, is referring to a kli that's made out of parts. If one went and one rebuilt a keli that is made out of parts, then we say in binyan ustira bekelim. If one actually went and built a keli, then one is over on the malacha of bina. Or Zeruah, in Hilchos Erev Shabbos Siman Chav Tes, has a pshara. Or Zeruah says that even though in binyan ustira bekelim means, like Rashi, that if one went and actually built a keli, he's not over on the malacha of bina. But yet, or Zeruah says that still, it is Aser Medra Bonon, because Medra Bonon, there is an Iser of Binyan or Stira Bekelim. That is a sheet of the Zeruah. From Rashi and Nafid Alpha Beis, on the other hand, and so too from the Ureim, Lechayra one sees that even Medra Bonon, there is no Iser Binyan by Kelim. The Pnei Yeshua, in Shabbos, the find out on the base, which is brought down by the Menachas Chinuch in Moisach HaShabbos, Ois Chafei, says the following Chiddush B'Shitas Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua says that even though Rashi understands that Binyan Ustira Bekelim means that even if one went and actually made a kli, he is not over on the Melacha of Baina, but that is only if one did not actually finish the kli. But if one finished the kli, then even like Rashi, one is over on the Melacha of Baina. That is how Pnei Yeshua explains Shitas Rashi. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi understands that in Binyan Ustira Bekelim means that even if someone actually made a kli, he's not over on the Melacha of Baina. Either he's over on the Melacha of Makeh Patish, or as Pnei Yeshua explains, when he actually finishes the kli, when the kli is actually completely finished, then he's over on the Melacha of Baina. That is a Shita of Rashi. Tesis and the Rambam on the other end argue. Tesis and the Rambam on the other end understands that one is over on the Isra of Binyan, even by Kalim, as long as he actually made the Kli. That is a Shita of Tesis and the Rambam. So Chayar, Rashi, and Tesis are going with Shita Sayu and Shabbos. Rashi then understands in Binyan Stir of Kalim means even if someone actually made a Kli, he's not over on the Macha of Baina, either he's over on the Macha of Makba Patish. Or according to Pnei Yeshua, if the keli is completely finished, only then he's over on Baina. That's why Rashi can explain the Mishnah that we are talking about, that he's actually making an error. And still our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that even though we know there's halacha ve'im binyan ustira bekelim, but still, over here, even though the keli is not finished, still, one is not allowed to be peiches as a kli. Tais, on the other hand, that understands binyan ustira bekelim is only referring to remaking a keli that is made out of parts. But if one would actually go and make a kli, one would be over on the Melacha of Baina. Therefore, Tesis cannot explain to Ekrash, as Tesis asks, what's the Chiddush? Even Ascholas keli is Aser Mishum Baina. That is the basis of the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Now let's go on to the next kasha of Tesis. Tesis asks, the kasha like Rashi, we're talking about the one took a Beitza Sayyitzim. And was Teichiv Egroifei L'Seichai, Tesis asks, how can Mar possibly say that there is a Mandamar that holds that this Ner is Mekabal Tumah? We know Kli Adamar not Mekabal Tumah. We find that the Shita Mekuvetzes brings down two Teirutzim. One Teirut, Shita says, is based on Rashi on Shabbos after Tesayin Mebeis. Rashi explains that we say kli adama not mekabel tuma. It's talking about kli adama de lav ali de gibel that was not mixed. Only then do we say that kli adama are not mekabel tuma. But in our Gemara that we are talking about that it was mixed, therefore it is mekabel tuma. It is not considered kli adama. That is the first teretz of the shita. The shita goes on to say a second teretz. The fact that we say kli adama or not mekabel tuma is only if one made a keli out of min ha'adama that is not oimid lahesek, that is not going to be husak in a tanner. But if one made a keli out of a min ha'adama that is oimid lahesek, then even before the time of asaka, even before one actually went and baked it in an oven, it is not considered kli adama and it is mekabel tuma. That is the second teretz of the shita. So again, Rashi shita is that the only time we say that kli adama not mekabel tuma is only either before givul, if one did not mix the adama, or in the second teretz, if we're talking about a min adama that is not emid lehesek. From Rashi, one sees that there is no halacha that one needs actual cheres in order for the keli to mekabel tuma. But rather, there's a halacha that as long as the kli is considered kli adama, then the kli is not mekabel tuma. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that in order for the kli to be mekabel tuma, one needs an actual kli cheres. In order for the keli to be considered kli cheres, one needs actual hesek. One needs that it actually went through the baking process. Only then is a keli considered a kli cheres. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Man Tana Tivchisas Ner Monohu. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds Pchisas Ner is already considered a keli? Sok the Gemara Amar of Yisuf Ameri. Tanya klicheres emasi b'kavol tuma mishning b'malachte divrei meir. Rishua, on the other hand, argues that Rishua says you need tziruf b'kivshan. The Gemara goes on to say ikadami amar Rav Yosef obazer ab tzadiki. As Rashi explains that we see in obazer ab tzadik that before chakika it was not yet nigma malachte, but after chakika it was nigma malachte, and for that reason our Mishnah says in pleichsons hanem nerem neishweis a kli because it is considered a kli with chakika, even as far as Kabbalah's tuma is concerned. Now, to understand the Gemara's diuk, that from our Mishnah one sees that the keli is considered a full-fledged kli, even as far as Kabbalah's tuma, we find a machlokes harishanim. The Gemara's Maimini in Perek Dalet Hilchos Yontif Ches brings down B'shem Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal Loches that say that our Mishnah is not a libe de hilchasa. And according to halacha, one is allowed to be Pechisas Haner. Because since, as the Gemara says, our Mishnah is based on Remeir or Obazer Rab Tzadik, since as far as Tumah and Tara is concerned, we do not pass like Remeir or like Obazer Rab Tzadik, therefore one is allowed to be Pechisas Haner. That is the Shita of the Gois Maimini B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal Lachas. Rambam, on the other hand, brings down the lach of our Mishnah in Vein Pechisas Haner, even though the Rambam also holds that as far as Tuma and Tara is concerned, we do not paskin like Remeir or like Rebbe Elazar Reb Tzadik. And so too the Beis Yosef says is the Shita of the Rif. So we find in the Shara Melech in Perek Dalet of Alchiches, and so too in the Rashash, that I explain that like the Rambam, one has to understand our Gemara differently than Beinu Peretz and the Baal Lachas. The Rambam understands the Gemara's Diyak is not from the actual halacha that one is not allowed to be Pechisas Haner B'yontif. For that, the one is not allowed to be Pechisas Haner, one does not need that it should be considered a kli as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned. Even if it is not a full-fledged kli, still, one would not be allowed to be Pechisas Haner. The Gemara's Diyak is from the fact that the Mishnah ends off by saying, "Mipnei Shehu Oisa Kli." The lotion of Nesha Oisakli is mashma that we have a full-fledged kli. And therefore the Gemara says our Mishnah is either going like a mayor or like a Obazer Reb Tzadik, that even as far as Tuma and Tara are concerned, it is considered a kli. But as far as the Iker Isser of our Mishnah is concerned, the Iker Isser of our Mishnah is not dependent upon a mayor or the Shitza of Obazer Reb Tzadik. That is how the Shara Melech and Rashash explain according to the Rambam and Ochira according to the Rif as well. And Ochira so too one sees in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and the Rav and Kalim Perik Dal and Mishnah Dalet. And the Rambam and Rav both explain that the Mishnah says, Kvicheres may masim kavon tuma. From the time of Sheitzafenu Bekivshan, the Shita of Rabbi Shua and our Gemara, the Rambam and Rav both explain that the reason why one needs Tzirif Bekivshan is because before the time of Tzirif Bekivshan, they are considered Klei Adama. From the Rambam and Rav, Uchayu one sees that they understood that the our Gemara brings down a machoikes between a Meir and Rabbi Shua. The Meir says Mishtingma Malachtin, Rabbi Shua says one needs Tzirif Bekivshan. The basis of Machoikes is based on the halacha that one needs Kli Cheres in order to Mekabal Tumah. And for that reason, Rabbi Shua holds one needs Tzirif Bekivshan, because till Tzirif Bekivshan, it is not considered a Kli Cheres, and therefore it is not Mekabal Tumah. According to Amon Rav, how does one understand the Gemara? Where did the Gemara see in our Mishnah a Raya to a Meir and now a Rabbi Shua? That the Bishwal one needs here for Kivshan is only in order to be considered a Kli Cheres. So Chayyim from the Rambam and Rav one sees that they understood, again, as Hashem Malach and Rashash explained, that there is no Raya from the Ikar Halacha of Ein Peichsin. The only Raya is from the Diyuk Lashna Mishnah. From that, the Mishnah says, Neishu Eisa Kli, the Gemara understood that it's considered a Kli even as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, which is a Sheet of our Meir, not like Rabbi Shua, because like Rabbi Shua, since it is not considered a Kli Cheres, therefore it is not considered a Kli as far as Kabbalah's Tumah. Now, to understand the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Peretz, Baal Lachas, and the Rambam and the Rif, if one sees from the Iker Halacha in Peichsus a Kli, that it is considered a Kli as far as Kabbalah's Tumah, Ocher, the Machlokes is based upon what we spoke about before. If the Isser of our Mishnah, if to be Osir, the Isser of Chisas Kli, one needs a full-fledged Kli or not. As we said before, it is Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi understands that to be Iver and Isser of Chisas Kli, one needs a full-fledged Kli. Haschoas Kli is not enough. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that even Haschoas Kli is enough. So again, according to Rashi, that one needs a full-fledged Kli v'chira. From that, the Mishnah says in Peichsin Sakli, one sees that through Pchisa, it is considered a complete Kli. And therefore, the Gemara brings a Raya, that Masnisa Mani Rameirhi, because only according to Rameir is it considered a complete Kli. Which is the Shitza of Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal Halachas. That if one does not say like Rameir, there is no way to have Pchisa's Kli. On the other hand, Lefishit Satesis, and again, like the Rambam as well, in Perikyon Mihocha Shabbos, Halachid Gimel, that one does not need a full-fledged Kli in order to be over the Isser of Binyan. Therefore, according to Tais in the Rambam, even Ascholas Kli is Aser. So the Gemara cannot possibly be bringing a Raya from that the Mishnah says in Peichnas HaKli, that so too it is considered a Kli as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned. Because even if it will not be considered a full-fledged Kli, still it will be an Isser of Asiyas Kli on Shabbos or Yontif. For that reason, the Rambam Moshitase understands that the Gemara's Diyak is not from the actual halacha in Peichsos HaKli, but rather the Gemara's Diyak is from that of the Mishnah and Zwaf of Neishu Eis HaKli. From there, the Gemara saw that our Mishnah is either like our Meir or like our Bezer Abtzadik, like the Shaar Melech and the Rashash explained Moshitase Rambam. Now let's go on to the next part of the Gemara, the next Sugya. The Gemara Mizan Machlekes between Rabbi Ezra Reb Tzadik and Tanakama, if Ophasin Chariniyais or Tmeis Hamasa Hazav or not. Tanakama says there are Tmeis Hamasa Hazav. Rabbi Ezra Reb Tzadik on the other hand argues and says Af Tehoyos Hamasa Hazav. Now to understand what Ophasin Chariniyais are, you find the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains Ophasin Chariniyais means Ka'arish Hoshala Yoreis, that even before they have an actual base kibul, even at the time that they are completely straight, still, according to Tanakama, they are Mekavotoma b'masa hazov. Tesis, on the other hand, argues. Tesis says, how can one say that a fasen charinias is referring to kelim, the ka'arish shal ayores, that are completely straight? How can Tanakama possibly say they are Mekavotoma b'masa hazov? There is a halacha of koshein ebalach chal maga, Einai balachal heset. In order to balachal maga, the keli needs to have a teich. The keli needs to have a base kibul. Can't be completely straight. Therefore, Rabbi Yantam is mefarish harinias means kelim that have a teich. They have a base kibul, but they are covered when my love va'imdes lipasach. They are completely covered, but they are imdes. They are going to be opened, and for that reason, since they have a teich and they have a base kibul, therefore, is Baruch HaMaga. And for that reason, Tanakhama says that is Makabal Tamar Masazov. That is a sheet of Taisa, sheet of Emetam, that argues on Rashi. And so too we find the Machoikes, Rambam, and Raivin, and Perpes of Idias Mishnah He. As Ram explains, like Rashi, that we're talking about a keli that does not have a teich, and still, according to Tanakhama, it is Makabal Tamar Masazov. The Raivin on the other end argues, Raivin on the other end explains, like Taisa, we're talking about a keli that has a cover, but actually has a teich. And for that reason, Tanakhama holds it is Makabal Tamar Masazov. Now, to answer to this kasha, what happened to the rule of kosh ein baruch al maga, ein baruch al hesed, we find that Toldos Yaakov explains that since, even according to Rashi, that we are talking about kar shalayaris, that right now do not have a base kibbol, but since they are oimid to have a base kibbol, therefore we say it is karinim be baruch al maga, because eventually they'll have a base kibbol, and for that reason it is called baruch al maga. That is the teretz of Toldos Yaakov to Rashi. Bochaya comes out, tremendous machaikas harishainim, if in order for a keli to be kaltoma behasid, one needs an actual taich, one needs a keli to have an actual base kibbol, or even if the keli at the time of masa, the time of hasid, does not have an actual base kibbol, it is still mekabel tuma. Now, to understand the machaikas, Rashi Tesis, and the Raman Ravid, if one needs an actual taich at the time of hasid, in order for the keli to be kabel tuma, we find in the Sefer Igros Hagrid, B'shem Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim explained the machlekes as follows. It is a fundamental machlekes in how to understand Tumas Hesed. Do we look at Tumas Hesed as if he was negeya b'seichakvi? In other words, we look at Tumas Hesed as if he touched the teichakvi. That is, we say to Tumas Hesed. Or do we say that Tumas Hesed is a new tuma? There's a new tuma called Tumas Hesed, which has nothing to do with maga. It's not considered as if he touched the inside of the kli. But rather, we say that even though it is not considered as if he touched inside the kli, still the kli is makabel tuma, but tumas hesed. And Reb Chaim said that is the machlekes between the Rambam and Ravid, and so too is the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos Nar Gemara. Rashi and the Rambam understand that tumas hesed has absolutely nothing to do with maga. There is a new tuma called tumas hesed. If a zav is maset to kli, the kli is makabel tuma, and therefore even a kli that is not of a teich is also makabel tuma. On the other hand, Tosfos and the Ravid understand that in order for the keli to be kabel tuma behesed, that hesed is matame is based on that we see as if one was negeya b'seicha kli. And therefore, just like in order for a keli to be kabel tuma b'maga, one needs to actually be negeya b'seicha kli, and only if the keli has a teich is a keli in kabel tuma, so too for tumas hesed, one needs to maset a keli that has a teich in order to be considered as if one was negeya b'seicha kli. That is a chedem achlekes between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and Ravid and Idias. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah said in Chaitchen es Hapsiwa. Rabbi Yehuda says Chaitcha Ba'ar. The Gemara asks, Maishna Besakin. What's Pshar Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda allows you to be Chaitcha Ba'ar. Maishna Besakin, the way that one is not allowed to be Chaitcha Besakin. To come a Sakin Mona, Ba'ar Nami come a Sakin Mona. So the Gemara answers, Tani Rabchia Chaitcha Ba'ar Befi Shtei Neiris. Now, to understand the Hetzer of Reb Chia of Chaitcha Ba'ar, the Fishtei Neiris, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi, with the Ramaschal Fishtei Neiris, explains that the Hetzer is based on that since he is Chaitcha Ba'ar, the Fishtei Neiris, therefore it is not Muchach to a Sekune Mona Mechaven. In other words, once he's from Rashi, the whole Isser of Chaitcha Besakin is only because it looks like he is being Mesakin Mona. As the Brick Savram explains, that since one has already a full-fledged psila, all he's doing is shortening the psila, therefore it is not a full-fledged tikamona, but all it is mechzik mesaken mona, and therefore if he is chaitcha fishtei neiris, that it is no longer mechzik mesaken mona, therefore it is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Tzav Katan Mem Aleph, goes on to say that we find in the Yerushalmi, that the only heter chaitcha ba'ar b'fishtei neiris is only if he actually needs to light both neiros, and so too once he's in Rashi Mitzorech Ladlikon Ka'achas, that is based upon that the Rashi says that the heter is because it is not Mechzik Mesakemon. And therefore that it is not Mechzik Mesakemon is only if he actually needs to light both. But, as Mishpura explains, if he would not need to actually light both, it is Muchach to Sikamonika Mechavin, and since it's Muchach to Sikamonika Mechavin, therefore it would be Aser. That is how Rashi explains the heter of Chaytcha Ba'or, as the Gemara explains Chaytcha Ba'or b'fi shtei neiros. The Rashba, and so to the Mefarshim bring down, in the name of Rashi, in Sefer Ha'ira, Simon Kof Mem Ches, explain that if one is Chaytcha Ba'or, he's being Chaytcha B'shinoi. That's not the regular way to be Chaytcha B'sila. The regular way to be Chaytcha B'sila is with a sakin. If one is Chaytcha Ba'or, he's being Chaytcha with a shinoi. And for that reason, it is mutter. The Rashba goes on to say that even though the heter is based on the fact that he's being chaytcha b'shinoi, still, as Yerushalmi says, one needs an other condition as well. In other words, the fact that he's being chaytcha b'shinoi is not enough to matter, but rather one needs another stipulation. One needs, as Yerushalmi says, that he needs to actually light both psilos. Only then it is mutter to be chaytcha b'shinoi. That is the shita of the Rashba in Rashi and Sefer Ha'ira. In the Meiri, and so to his mashma in the Rambam and Paritalon and Chasyon Tefal Chazayin, one sees another pshat in the heter of Chaytcha Ba'or B'fi Shtei Neiros. The Meiri says that the heter is based on the fact that it is Nases Meila Shtei Psilos, becomes by itself Shtei Psilos. In other words, since, as Yerushalmi explains, we are talking about a case that he actually needs to light both Psilos, therefore we see his action as an action of lighting two Psilos. That it happens to come out through his actions, a chatichais hapsila, that is something that happens by itself, and for that reason it is mutter to be chaytcha b'fi shtei neiros. The obvious kasha is, how can the Rambam Meiri go and explain that heter chaytcha b'fi shtei neiros is based on that it's nasas me'ela? What happened to the fact that we have a psik resha, and we know that even if he would not be meschaven to actually be chaytcha, even if his kavanah will be only to light both psilos, still, psik resha is aser. So, chayra pshan ramam and meiri is based on that they find in the mechaber and simen shin yadalat sefalef. The mechaber shita is that we say the psik resha is aser is only by a melacha deraisa, by an iser drabanan, even if one would have a psik resha, as long as he's not being mechaven to be over this drabanan, there is no iser psik resha. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. So too one can explain the Meiri and the Rambam as well. That we're talking about a case that he cannot be Mechaven to be Chaytech the Psila. All he's in Mechaven to do is to like both Psilas. And the fact that it is a Psikresha does not make any difference whatsoever, because again, what we're talking about over here is Nisadur Abanan. And by Nisadur Abanan, as the Mechaber says, even a Psikresha is Mutter as long as he's not being Mechaven to the Iser. Rashi and the Rashba that explain the heter of chaytcha fishtei neiros differently than the Meiri and the Rambam could either be because they hold that the heter of chaytcha fishtei neiros is even talking about a case that one was mechaven to be chaytech, either like Rashi based on the fact that it is not mechzi kimesakemana, or like the Rashba based on the fact that one has a shinoi and one is allowed to be chaytcha b'shinoi, or one can explain that even if Rashi and the Rashba understand we are talking about a case that he's not being mechaven or chaytcha, still it could be Rashi and the Rashba hold like the Ramah in Siman Shin Yudal Tzafav, who argues the mechaver and holds that even by drabonon a psik resha is aser, and therefore the only heter could be based on either Rashi that it is not mechzik and mesakem mona, or like the Rashba the one is being chaytcha b'shinoi. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says Amar Nosna Bar Abba Marav Meichtin as Hapsila Biyantif. And the Gemara explains my Meichtin, Amar Chnina Bar Shvamia Haduye Choshcha. As Rashi explains, Kishinases Bereisha Pecham Avira. When a Pecham comes, Bereisha Psila, he's allowed to take away the Pecham. To explain the Chiddush of Meichtin as Hapsila, we find the Machlekes HaRishenim. The Rosh in Siman Zayin explains that the Chiddush is v'af al pishay piloi la'aretz, even though it's being made by the pecham la'aretz, v'hu kava, and the pecham is going out, mutter. In other words, even though he is causing the pecham to go out, and therefore I would think it should be aser based on the iser of kiboy, still it is mutter. As Rosh explains, k'moshe mutter l'hadok esaneo shtamash v'ayur, just like one is allowed to light a ner in order to use the R of the ner, so to kach mutter l'chabes mashmenei adok esaneo, one is allowed to mechabe whatever's holding back the Adlakas HaNer. and for that reason, one is allowed to meichet, and we're not worried about the iser kibbut. In the Rambam and Peridot Al-Chagim Al-Khir, one sees another pshat. The Rambam Al-Khir understands our Mishnah that we are not talking about the pechem, but rather we're talking about the reisha psila itself. As the Rambam says, Avon neifetz es reisha biyadi, kmi neifetz reisha psila biyadi. And so too we find in the Shulte Agibarim, now the Shulte Agibarim understands we are talking about the reisha psila. The Rambam goes on to say that the heter of meichten is only to be neipetz es reisha biyadi. But as the Rambam says, one is not allowed to be cheshech reisha psila bekeli, like the Rashi explains, based on the iser of tikumana. So from the Rambam, one sees that the chiddush of meichten is that one does not have to be worried about tikkun mana as long as he does it biyadi. But with a keli, one has an iser of tikkun mana. Now to understand why, like the Rosh, we are not worried about the iser of tikkun mana, the Taz and Siman Tov Kuf Yudalas and Katan Yubeis explains that since by taking away the pacham, all you're doing is taking away something that's being mekalkel, the psila. In other words, it's as if something else was stuck to an air that is being ma'akev, the psila, from being lit. Taking away the ma'akev, taking away the other object which is being ma'akev, the psila, is not considered tikkun mana. That is how the Taz explains why, like the Rosh, taking away the pacham is not included in the iser of tikkun mana, and therefore, like the Rosh, even with a keli, one will be allowed to take away the pacham. So again, we have a seeming machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. According to the Rosh, the chiddush of our Gemara is that we do not have to worry about the iser kibui. Based on that, the kibui is being done in order to enable him to make a hadlaka. On the other hand, if the Rambam Ocher one says that the chiddush of our Gemara is that we are not worried about an iser of tikkun mana. And that is how the Shulte Gibarim explains our Gemara. But as we find in the Mishnah Siyavetz and Simen Lamed Zayin Ois Gimel, the Mishnah Siyavetz is Medayik in the Rambam, that from the Rambam L'chira it seems that the Rambam is also referring to the iser kibui. Because if one looks carefully at the Rambam and Perek Dawad, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Tzotun Halacha Dawad are all referring to the iser kibui. And the Rambam and Arloch and Halacha Gimel, which is in the middle of the Rambams, which we're talking about the iser of kibui, mentions our Gemara that one cannot be chaytech esreisha psila bekeli, but one can be neifetz esreisha biyade. So from the seder of the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam l'chera is not referring to the iser tikamana, but rather is referring to the iser kibui. And the Rambam holds that the reason why one is not allowed to be chaytech esreisha psila bekeli is based on the iser of kibui. In other words, we find that the Rambam l'chera is chelok on the Rosh. The Rosh holds that there is no iser kibui, because since the kibui is being done with tzeirach hadlaka, therefore, we are not worried about the iser kibui. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to argue, and holds that even if one is doing a kibui in order to enable him to himadlak, he is still over on an iser kibui. The Mishnah Siyavetz goes on to explain that the Rambam is going with shitasi that we find in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet says that Havara is an exception. Even though all malachas are only mutter if one is doing the malacha l'tzeirach eichel nefesh, and if one would do the malacha shulei l'tzeirach eichel nefesh, he would be chayiv malchus, just like if you do any other malacha. But Havara is an exception to the rule. By Havara, we say that Havara is mutter even shulei l'tzeirach eichel nefesh. And the Rambam is based on that we find in the Yerushalmi in Perek Hey Halacha Gimel, that the Yerushalmi darshins that it says in the pasuk Kisvaru Eish Bechom Eish Veisechem B'yem HaShabbos. We darshin B'yem HaShabbos Ein Ata Maver, Aval Ata Maver B'yontif. In other words, the Isser Havara only applies to Shabbos, but there is no Isser Havara on Yontif whatsoever. And the Yerushalmi goes on to say that for that reason, one is allowed to himaver not only a tzeirich eichel nefesh, but even a ner shavatola. Even a ner that has no purpose whatsoever is mutter to himadlik on yontif, based on the fact that the iser havara was only set as far as Shabbos. But on yontif, there is no iser havara whatsoever. And therefore, the Mishnah Siyavetz goes on to say that since, according to the Rambam, that one is allowed to do havara has nothing to do with the tzurich eichon nefesh of Yontif. But rather, there is no iser havar whatsoever on Yontif. Therefore, the Rambam Moshitasi cannot hold like the Rosh, that just like one is allowed to madlik on Yontif, so too one is allowed to machab in order to madlik. Because the Rosh is based on an understanding that there is an heter hadlaka l'tzorech Yontif. And therefore, just like one is allowed to madlik l'tzorech Yontif, so too one is allowed to machab in order to madlik l'tzorech Yontif. But the Rambam, on the other hand, understands the heter hadlaka has nothing to do with l'tzorech Yontif. The heter hadlaka is because as far as Yontif is concerned, there is no iser hadlaka whatsoever. That is only hadlaka. But kibui is a melacha asura b'yontif. And therefore, as far as kibui is concerned, one will not be allowed to mechaba even in order to be madlik. That there is a heter in our Gemara. To be meichet es hapsila, which the Rambam understands means biyad, is based on that he's being mechaba with a shinoi. And since he's being mechaba with a shinoi, that is the reason why the Rambam allows one to be mechabe and be meichet biyad. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Shabsei b'amirenos ikwa abavo. Ba'a minayu iska v'yavulei. V'zayni mezenaymi loizaynu. Amar hani me'erev rav kasu. T'chsiv v'nosanu achrachem v'richamecha. Komrachem abriyais b'yadua shehu mizarei shavram avinu. V'chol mishenim rachem abriyais b'yadua she'enay mizarei shavram avinu. From our Gemara one sees that even though all Gerim are considered Mizarei Shavram Avinu, as we find in the Yerushalmi Mikurim Perakalaf Hochadawad, that the Yerushalmi says a Ger himself is Mevi V'Kirei. When he brings Mikurim, he's Kirei, and he says, Asher Nishba Hashem Laveisenu. Like the Gemara explains, is based on the drasha of Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. The Kaddish Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, "V'sha'avar Yisa Av LaOrim, va'ach shemikan ve'ilchat Av Chola Goyim." But that is only as far as Gerim are concerned. The Erevav, on the other hand, were not considered complete Gerim, as we find in the Goyin in Avin Shoyim Perakid Aleph. That the Goyen says, Gerei Tzedek are Mitzad HaToiv. On the other hand, Erev Rav are Mitzad Hara. The Goyen goes on to say the following Chiddush, that Kol Eiz Ponim, Rishalim Shvador, all as a Ponim and Rishalim, in the door, He Megilgol Nishmasan Shal Erev Rav. In other words, the Chir from the Goyen one sees, when our Gemara says, Me'erev Rav Kasu, does not necessarily mean that they actually come from Me'erev Rav, but rather the Gemara means Me'erev Rav Ka'asu, that their neshamas are a Gilgul neshama of the Erev Rav. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Ein Gorfin Tana V'Kiriyayim. Avo Mechavshin. To understand what their Isser is, in being Gorfin Tana V'Kiriyayim, we find the Machlekes HaRishayim. Rashi explains that the reason why one is not allowed to be Gerif, Tanav Kiriyayim, is based on the Isser of Tikkun Mona. Through being Gerif, Tanav Kiriyayim, he is being Masak in the Tanner, and for that reason one is not allowed to be Gerif, Tanav Kiriyayim. Rashi goes on to say that the Isser is based on that the Rabbanon hold the Machshirei Eichon Nefesh Rasser. And therefore, even though the grief of Tanav Kiriyayim is an order to enable one to use his Tanav Kiriyayim, still, according to Rabbanu Machshirei Eichon Nefesh, are Aser. The Gemara goes on to say, if one cannot be Oifa unless he's Gerif, then it is Mutzer. The Grashi says, according to Behuda, the whole Machshirei Eichon Nefesh is Mutzer. That is the Shita of Rashi. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues. The Rosh, on the other hand, explains that we say that there is halacha in Garfin Tanav Kiriyayim is not based on the Isser Tikkun Mona, but rather the Isser in Garfin Tanav Kiriyayim is based on the fact that there is an Isser of Mukta that will fell into the Tanav Kiriyayim is Mukta. And for that reason, one is not allowed to be Garfin Tanav Kiriyayim. That we say, Emiyef Shalah faces Mutter, is based on the Heter, like we saw before in Tesis, the one is allowed to be metalta mukta tzurich eichon nefesh. That is how the Rosh understands the Isser of our Mishnah and the Heter, the im ef shalafis. And so do we find in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tavkov Zayin Tzivkat Sif Dalad. That the Torah and Shulchan Aruch understand, as the Rosh explains, our Mishnah is based on the Isser of Muktzah. And still, in Miafshel Afes, one is Mutal Garfei, based on the Heter Totel Muktzah Tzarech Eichon Nefesh. That we say, Miafshel Afes is Mutal Garfei, the Magen Avraham and Siv Katan Zayin explains that the Heter is only if one cannot passively have been Gerif it from before Yontif. But if one could have been Gerif the Tanur Rekirayim before Yontif, one does not have a Heter to be Gerif the Tanur Rekirayim on Yontif. That is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, B'Shem, the Beis Yosef, and the Yom Shoshoyma. As the Bialocha brings down, in the name of the Sefer, Binu Itzim, and so too, in the Eilu Shabbos, the Eilu Shabbos and the Binu Itzim are Medayik, the Mechaber is Chilak. And the Mechaber understands that even if one had the ability to be Goyef from before Yontif, still, in Miav Shalafis, one will be allowed to be Goyef on Yontif itself. And L'chir the Machlokes is based on a fundamental understanding of Tesis. That the Tesis says that one is allowed to metalto mukta tzarech echon nefesh, one could understand that Heter in one of two ways. Either that Heter is based on that we find that all Malachas are mutter on Yantef tzarech echon nefesh, and therefore mukta, which is the only Asim Rabbanan, is for sure included in the regular Heter, that we are matter Malachas tzarech echon nefesh. Or one can explain that one is allowed to be metaltal mukta tzarech echon nefesh has nothing to do with the fact that all malachas are mutter tzarech echon nefesh, but rather, as is mashma in Rashi before in the Afamad Aleph from a base, there is a special heter to metaltal mukta tzarech echon nefesh. L'chira, that is the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Bino Itzim and the Eilu Shabbos. The Magen Avraham understands that the Heter Totel Muktzah L'Tzarech Echon Nefesh is based on the Heter that one is allowed to do Melacha L'Tzarech Echon Nefesh. And therefore, just like we say that the only Heter to do Melacha L'Tzarech Machshir Echon Nefesh is only if one did not have the possibility to do the Melacha from before Yontif, so too, the whole Heter Totel Muktzah L'Tzarech Machshir Echon Nefesh is only if one did not have the ability to do the tzoltel of Muktzah from before Yontif. On the other hand, the Bino Itzim and the Rosh Habis understand that the Mechaber holds that the Heter tzoltel Muktzah Tzarech Echon Nefesh has nothing to do with that the one is allowed to do Melacha with Tzarech Machshir Echon Nefesh. But rather, there is a new Heter, the Rabbanon, where Mater tzoltel Muktzah Tzarech Echon Nefesh. And therefore, the Rosh Habis and the Bino Itzim understand that even if one had the ability to do it from before Yontif, still one will be allowed to metaltel Muktzah Tzarech Machshir Echon Nefesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.